Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to Corner's Corner. Steve, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, cool. I see you called in twice. Both of them yours?
Yes.
I don't want to cut one of them off because I'm scared I'll cut you off. Wayne, are you there?
I'm here.
I was asking Wayne if he was there. I'm trying to click him in. It's not clicking him in for some reason. Okay, you're there. All right. Not another night of this, I'm telling you. So, Steven, welcome to the show, man. Glad you called. This evening we're doing show on MS. And how they treat for MS. I don't know much about MS. I know a little bit, but not very much. So, Steven, wherever you want to start at, you want to start out, you know, with the story of yourself or not? I mean, that's your choice.
That's pretty much where I think to start, basically, because not one of us are exactly the like as far as
right.
Each state is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably have basically pretty typical, but I have had some difficult times through the first 8 or 9 years of dealing with it, trying to understand it.
Right.
So trying to get the understanding out there to people that we aren't all different. But they're not exactly the same, and each one needs a little bit of tweaking to make the medication work correctly for us.
Right. Okay. So, you know, what does MS do to the body? I mean,
okay. A good example is if you think of an electric cord, and your spine has a nerve that goes up through and connects to the brain.
Right.
Well, what happens is there's a particular attack. The body sends off a signal basically attacking the nerve system of the body, basically your spine and your brain, and it short circuits. So when it attacks it, it's taking the outside liner off of your wiring, and then it short circuits because you're down to just bare wire.
Right. So it's kind of like... Go ahead.
It basically happens in many different areas of your spine and your brain. But what happens is basically it pretty much destroys any type of signal getting from the brain to your feet, to your hands, to your fingers. I mean, it can be extremely bad or it can be extremely mild. So, but yeah, it's basically like electric. It's electric current.
Okay. So it's a lot like CRPS. I mean, it's different, but it's kind of the same. I mean, well, similar. It's not really the same.
They are almost always the same. They're all so similar in each other that it makes it kind of tough for the researchers to figure out everything.
Yeah, because
all different.
It affects the nerves, and you know that's the thing.
Yep. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's they're three a lot alike. What kind of tests do they do for it? Or is there any particular?
There is.
Go ahead.
They will start basically with doing a MRI to the brain and to your spine. Mm-hmm. At that point, they're going to see how many lesions are on your nervous system, which the lesions basically are the portion that's attacking your nervous system. Some people have a lot. Some people have very few.
Right.
And really what they're finding out now is they're not really sure if the MRIs are correctly identifying every MS patient to the extreme or to the mildness of it, because they're only seeing the outside portion the best, not the inside of the brain. The only way to ever really tell what the extreme is if enough people that have MS would actually donate their bodies to science, I think they could probably figure out what's going on a lot better, because they got to cut the brain open.
Go ahead.
But basically, there are a couple different treatments that are out there for the people to slow down the progression. I've been on one ever since I was diagnosed back in 2004. Wasn't mm-hmm. the easiest thing to get on. It's tough to find the right one to actually. I was very lucky. I only had one type, and it worked fine for me for 10 years until I changed mm-hmm. to the same company, just a more improved, less injection each month.
Right. Now, I know this is probably, I think I've talked to you about this briefly before. Bee venom therapy is really making making itself known in the chronic pain community. And it has been determined that it does help with MS. And I know a lot of people are thinking that I'm crazy, but Wayne is here to also tell you that it has been used for MS, and that they use it quite a bit for MS from what I'm understanding. So it's not a cure, but it does help with the MS from what I understand. So that's another option available for people. That's throughout the whole chronic pain community, for that matter. It's not correct. Just MS or Lyme disease. It's for all chronic pain. But exactly. MS is one of the bigger, one of the ones that I've seen a lot of info about bee venom treatment for MS. So that's available too.
People have been jumping on that a lot ever since we had talked. I mean, I haven't researched a lot of it, but it's one of those things where it's going to take a lot of people, just like natural foods and natural remedies and stuff like that. It's mm-hmm. nothing that anybody really understands. They think that the FDA has to approve everything. Mm-hmm. It truly doesn't. I think, I take a handful of natural stuff every day. Mm-hmm. Some of it works, some of it doesn't, some of it I have no idea. But it's in my body, and they tell me it might work just fine.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's natural. Well, it can't kill me.
Right. I feel like all of these disorders are, they're a lot alike, because not everything works for every disorder, first of all. Second of all, everything doesn't work for every individual, So, I mean, it's a cat and mouse game. We talk about this a lot. But I do have a group that I put together here recently with a friend of mine that does that with Amber Rose, which is the one that does the bee venom. She's the one I get all my info from. And it's helping chronic pain with bee venom, if anybody's interested. We are adding, new stuff every day, because I have a lot of stuff going on. So it takes a little bit of time to get, information. But she's going to be doing some videos and stuff for me and putting them in there. She already has a few. So it's very interesting. And I want to bring that to the chronic pain community and, let people make their own choice, of course. But it's something there to help. And we know that it does help. So, I have a few friends on Facebook that have MS, and I sent them the link to the show. So I'm hoping they're listening. I sent it to the groups too, because I wanted to try to get as many people involved as we can. Because like me and Wayne were talking, I think last night, I'm in dispute with myself if I'm going to keep my show going. I probably will keep it going, because I know I'm helping a lot of people, or we are, and I like that. It's just very time consuming, and it wears you down after a while. But I'm most likely going to keep it going, because I like helping people, and I know that we're doing it, and we want to branch out and start helping more chronic pain like MS and spinal bifida and a lot of other things we want to start getting into. So our show's growing, and we want to help as many people as possible. So I want to try to, hopefully that we have the MS community on board and listening. So any helpful advice for people? I mean, we know that you're not a doctor. None of us are. We're not professionals. We're just human beings with chronic pain that, does know what we're talking about, because we live it every day. So, I mean, is there any kind of info that you would really like to share with people that are listening?
The latest thing that I have, basically, and I have a lot of positive reactions to myself using this. Mm-hmm. It's not well known in the medical field for anything but a certain type of drug. Mm-hmm. But the drug basically is used for getting people off of opiates. at a high dose of 50 milligrams at the lowest for the drug issues. They have found that low dosages down to as low as 3, maybe 1 or 2 milligrams is actually helping protect the nerves in our systems.
Okay.
And it has been a godsend to me in the last month and a half. I can't tell you the difference that even my neighbors are noticing what I'm doing. I pretty much sat in the house and took the medication, took the pain pills. I don't take pain pills anymore. I was highly addicted to Oxycontin and Vicodin and all that stuff. Basically, I had to work a month to get it out of my system, and then I started this new drug. And I basically would say if anybody would have an interest in that information, I can get to them. It's truly something they need to talk to their doctor about. But if their doctor doesn't know anything about it, research is about the only way they're going to get these doctors to open their eyes up to what's happening. And there's a lot of information online. And like I said, I can direct people into that direction without a problem. I'm really hoping that with trying to get this whole thing together, that I actually get a group together. We're trying to make basically them to talk to each other and to help each other figure out so that we're not all trying to dig at the same direction, but that we all work together. Some of us are ahead of everybody else. Some of us are behind. We need to work together.
Right. What is there anything you want to throw in here?
Oh, no, I'm listening.
You've been awful quiet. I wanted to give you a chance to say something if you had something you wanted to ask or say.
I mean, I truly thought I was going to be afraid that I wasn't going to have anything to say, but
you can always find something to say on here. There's always something to say. Well,
I'm trying to get very involved with the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Trying to get into their fundraising stuff because, to be honest with you, they need a lot of assistance in trying to guide the right way of doing this kind of stuff. They do a great job doing it, but there's some things that outsiders now can possibly give them some more tips. So all I say is if you can help for an hour or 2 hours, anything you can do, we just need to get that society built up as much as we can. We gotta get out there with some of the other people.
Sure. Yeah, it's just like any other chronic pain disorder that, you know, we haven't been able to branch out to as many as we wanted to because we've been kind of focusing on a lot of the stuff that, you know, I have or, you know, some friends of ours have and stuff to try to get the support system going for, you know, each one, you know, CRPS, Lyme, fibro, you know, on down the line. Now we're working on MS. We're going to continue to work with as many people as we can get on board. We're going to, you know, get the word out about their disorders and their information. And we're going to try to help as many people as possible. That's what the goal is here. It's not just a one-time deal, you know. The people that are willing to work with us, like you, yourself, the MS community, they want to work with us. We're all for it. We'll do everything we can, put them on air as often as we can to get, you know, the word out, to get more people involved in this and that. But the community, the people that don't want to work with us, the different, you know, like Lyme disease and stuff, if they don't want to work with us, we're not going to spend our time beating a dead horse. I mean, we're going to move on because there's way too many people and chronic pain and chronic pain disorders out there to just focus on two or three. You know, we're going to try to hit them all. Yeah. And we got people.
All of them have similarities.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. And we want people.
Even though you're not talking about their thing, I mean, if there's people on tonight with Lyme, I mean, basically it's so similar. Medication that we're taking for MS could be medication being used for Lyme. I mean, it's not that hard. I'm not saying that our injections will work for it, but the medications that make our bodies feel better has to work with everybody with chronic pain.
Just
different with each person.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. We are trying to help every every chronic pain disorder out there, and there's a ton of them. But MS is something that, you know, their community is pretty tight-knit from what I've seen. They kind of stick together, and they tend to work together from what I can see, you know, from it on the outside.
Local chapter is a little worried that I'm doing this, but they also know that with what I have told them that I wanted to do tonight, that they are actually kind of looking forward to it. I'm hoping that some of them are listening tonight. I emailed out over 1,000 invitations to this. Nobody ever responded back like, "Oh yeah, I'll listen to you tonight." But
yeah, well, some people out there. Listen, welcome to the chronic pain community, because we get a lot of that. We get a lot of that. And, you know, it's sad because numbers is what it takes. It takes numbers to move mountains. I mean, there's mountains to be moved, and they can be moved, but it's going to take numbers. It's going to take a lot of people together in order to do that. You know, me, you, and Wayne and 200 other people are not going to move that mountain. Me, you, Wayne, and 5 million people are going to move that mountain. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reach as many people as we can reach and get people on board with all these chronic pain disorders, every single one of them, and just keep moving, man. Keep moving till we get cures and we get medication that's going to work without drugging us up. And, you know, I mean, cures are what we're all looking for. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that too far to reach? No, that goal's not too far to reach, but we got a lot of work in order to get there, you know?
Yeah.
So if we can find some kind of treatment for ourselves and our disorders to help us out until we can get that cure or that comes down the road, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah. I mean, I've taken like 10 years to try to figure out how to get to sleep at night. And I finally have it down to a science. I get a good night's sleep, may not be totally rested in the morning, but I don't wake up all night long. That's the kind of stuff that needs to be talked about so that people can start to try some of these medications that maybe one or two people are taking, that 100, 200, or 300 to take and get success with it. Same way with sleep medications that are not all addictive medications.
Mm-hmm.
The formulas are out there for these people if we all just talk together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The doctors aren't going to figure this out 100%. We as a community of chronic pain are the only ones that know our bodies, and we know each other's bodies because we're very similar in certain ways.
Right. And it's what it's going to take. We just did this last night. Me and Wayne talked about this. You know, it's a must. I mean, it's a must. We have to have it. It's what it's going to take. And getting people to come out of them corners they're hiding in is really a difficult thing to do. We're getting more and more people listening. More and more people are, you know, talking about things. I just had somebody message me and say that their dad listens to the show every night. And that's great. That's what we want. We want people to listen. You know, we're not professionals. We're just individuals with illnesses that are trying to make a difference in everyone's life. You know, if it's medication, if it's bee venom therapy, if it's oxygen therapy, if, you know, whatever, the ketamine, whatever the case may be, we're trying to bring all that to the table for people. So they can say, okay, here's what we have. What do I go with? Well, I can't tell you exactly what to go with because I don't know what's going to work for each person, you know. But all you can do is bring the things to the table and say, okay, here's what we have.
It's going to come until we can all talk together as a group, not just each community, because we can't do this alone. We can't do it just with 3 people talking about it and nobody having any questions. But once the questions start, that's when it's going to start rolling.
Sure. Yep. That's true. What was your local people upset or not upset, but didn't want you doing the show or whatever? What was the reason?
They didn't want me not to do the show. They just wanted me to be careful in what I said. because
oh yeah,
steer anybody in the wrong direction.
Sure.
I'm more than willing as a person. I mean, my email can be given out. I don't care. I want people to know what I'm doing so that I can possibly give them a hint of what they can do. I just can't broadcast it. And there are things that are helping out there. I mean, I did like crazy to find. I want to live a life without pain as much as I can.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I want to be here to see my daughter have children.
Yeah. Sure.
And we all wish for that. And I don't want to have to be in pain for the rest of my life.
Right.
I'm not me when I'm on drug, the medications that are so addicting.
Sure. Nobody.
I feel like myself before I got sick. People don't want to talk about it because they are scared about their jobs. I lost mine because of opening my mouth up. I lost mine.
Right.
I mean, 13 years with the company. I was high sales. They didn't care. They didn't want to care the medications that were going to be required because they were self-insured.
Sure. Yeah, it's true, and it has a lot to do with the people in the chronic pain community. That's why I tell people, look, if you don't want to call in to the show and talk, that's fine. Write one of us, message one of us. My email's all over the place. Email me. I'll talk with you privately, and I will never mention that person's name. I respect people that much not to mention their name. If they ask me not to, I will not do it. I just will not do it because I don't want to break that trust between me and that person. I want to help that person. And, you know,
that's exactly right. Yep.
I say this 100 times. Ain't none of us here claim to be professionals. I'm far from it. But do I have as much knowledge as some of the professionals? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe more than a lot of them, but, you know, not all of them, of course. I mean, there's some great doctors out there in this country. There's some bad ones too, you know. I mean, but we have to educate each other. We have to educate our doctors. People say, well, you can't educate a doctor. Yes, you can. It's not hard. All you have to do is sit down with them and be honest and have a good conversation with them, not be a threatening, don't be an ass about it, just be, you know, yourself and talk to them and tell them what's going on. And hey, if they don't help you, there's another doctor right around the corner. And that's how I look at it.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many interns that were at that go in and out of my doctor's offices, and when they find out that I have MS, oh my gosh, they jump on me because they want to know. And I spend hours with interns because they're the ones that have to be taught
how what
and how to take care of us and not to. Because we're invisible. I mean, our disease is invisible. They can't see it. It's not in front of them. It's inside of us. And if the young ones are listening when we're talking, we're going to have some good doctors someday.
Sure.
But we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
We can't be afraid. Yeah. We can't be afraid.
No, you can't. I mean, because it's just not going. Go ahead.
A lot of people think they're not going to explain it correctly, and it is hard to explain the chronic pain part of every disease.
But
these doctors are smart enough to figure out what you're saying and how you're saying it. They know what it's affecting in your body by how you're simply just explaining what you think you can tell them to figure it out.
They understand enough to know what you're saying to them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not.
I was trying to raise my daughter to become a neurologist. And
really?
I didn't fail. She's still going to go into neuroscience, but I told her, I said, you would be a perfect type of doctor. You have the knowledge of your whole life of living with me with the MS, watching my ups and downs, my challenges. I said, you would be so good. I said, I would love to have a doctor that had a family, personal person that had MS and they understood what it is, because these doctors, they're book smarts, but they're not patient smart.
Yeah, that's true. Wayne, you got anything you want to say? I heard you make a noise a minute ago. You want to talk?
Oh, just you know, we have to. Yeah, you know, most of us know what we have or what we basically have, We got a good idea. But if we're doing enough, research on us, if we're keeping track of our own symptoms and the things that are wrong with us, we can give the doctor something to work with. We were talking about this last night. You've got to give your doctor all the information that you could possibly think of symptoms that you've been having. This is where we separate good doctors from bad doctors. If you're not giving them enough information, the bad doctor's going to lose. And the more you give them, you help them become better doctors. And that's on us. That's something that we have to start doing.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. I agree 100%. That's where we have to work together. I mean, we all have to work together. Steven, it's just like you said, every disorder has to come together as one, even though they're separate and, everybody's pain's different and this and that. A lot of these disorders work on the nervous system. And something that we all have to come together and come out of our shells and start talking with others and working with others and make this stuff happen. That's the only choice we have. I believe.
Steven?
Okay, you're there. Okay. I thought you lost. We lost you there for a minute.
No, he scared me.
He scared me. He just dropped it.
I mean, if I could share one thing tonight, it would be the medicine that I just learned about. I hate to do it, but I don't want people leaving the show and not knowing at least this to try. I mean, can I do that?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yes.
Everybody knows that we're not. Saying, go ahead.
Yeah, we're not doctors. Yeah, we're not doctors.
No, everybody knows that. That's what I was going to say. We're not doctors, but I believe in sharing things that could help others. It doesn't mean it will. And I believe 95% of the audience or more knows that. I share my stuff with people and they use it. If they don't, they don't. But I shared it with them. It's something that works and I share it. So yes, be my guest. Have at it.
Okay. I'm trying to find one that I want to share. I'll point at this. Okay, the one I want to share that I'm doing right now, I didn't stop my injections that I take. I take one called Plegri. It's made by the same company that does Avonex. The only difference is it's the new and approved medication. That's just the evening. I've taken that for years. But what I have found was I went online and found many, many people, even with fibromyalgia and other diseases, that they're trying this. It's called a low dosage, and I'm going to spell it because I'm not 100% I think it's naltrexone. It's N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, T as in Tom, R as in Ralph. A as in Apple, X as in X-ray, O as in ostrich, and as a Nancy, E as an Edward.
Okay.
It's a custom pill made by a custom pharmacy. It cannot be bought by your regular pharmacist.
Okay.
It's not easy to find this type of pharmacy, but it can be done through mail order too. They will do it anywhere from 1 milligram up to I think a doctor will go up to like 4.5 milligrams. They don't do more than that. I started at 3. I can get it at night, one pill at night. I would say within 4 days, I was out doing yard work that I haven't done for 2.5 years.
Wow.
And I did it all day long, and I didn't feel any pain, and I was out of all my pain medicine, and I felt good the next day, too.
Good.
Works for me. I don't know if it's going to work for everybody. If it doesn't work in the beginning, either up or lower the dosage and see if you can get something that works for you in your own body.
Right. Because, this has been determined a lot of people don't want to believe it, but you can actually take too much pain medication and it counter reacts and will not work. Pain medication won't.
That's what this drug does. You cannot be on any pain medicines because it does react with this medication and it will not give you, you could probably take a couple pills, pain pills, and you would not feel any difference because it's basically attacking that pill, that type of inside you. Because it doesn't want that in you. That's where this drug basically was started, was to get rid of gentlemen or men that had opium problems.
Right.
And somebody decided to go with a low dose and try it, and they found that it worked for the nervous system. And I if you go online you just punch in the LVN, the low dosage and the drug, there's going to be a lot of information online, and I saw it all good, and I said I couldn't lose by trying it. If I worked, I would be afraid to do it, but I mean, I don't work. I'm not afraid to try it, and I just stayed home. It did give me, I wouldn't take it during the day because it does give you a little bit of nausea and dizziness. That's why they tell you to take it at night.
Yeah. I'm glad you found something that works, that helps. That's the,
that's the main thing. I have a lot of problems with my sleeping, and like I said, there again, that's something that I feel highly of, trying to do medications to get myself to sleep because we need sleep.
Right.
We can't stay awake all night. And I would say with the last 3 years, I have slept night. I'm not telling you that I had full rest, but I have slept through the night, and I'm not sitting up on the couch like I was for many, many years.
That's
another medication.
Right. Well, it's like everything else. It's trial and error with medications. I mean, some work, some don't. That's the unfortunate part, because it's not fun changing medications. Trust me, I've done it. It's not fun. But it's
necessary to try.
Well, it's just like me and we talked the other night about bee venom. With chronic pain, is the chronic pain day in and day out, hour after hour, really worth it? If you can, if you're not allergic to the bee stings, I would rather take a bee sting any day than have chronic pain. I mean, a little bee sting don't hurt but a few minutes, It's not like 8, 10, 12 hours a day of constant pain. I mean, I'm seriously getting ready to make the switch over and try bee venom and see how it really works. I really want to see how it works.
I think you're a very educated person there that you're working with on that, because without that, it's hard to find somebody that is. And from what you talked to me about it, she's got it down, and I'm kind of happy. I think she's close in my area, so.
Yes.
I think that's what we talked. She's New York, I think, isn't she?
Somewhere in that area. Yeah, she's not too far from you. I know.
Yeah,
and she's done it for 23 years or more, and stung over like 60,000 people. So yeah, I mean, she's very, very knowledgeable in the field. There's no doubt about it. She does things a little bit different than some other people that I've checked with, but I really like her. I like her approach. I like her demeanor, her attitude, her smartness about it. She's really good, really good. And if I didn't believe that it worked, and Wayne can tell you, we had people on the show. We had 6 or 7 that were giving their stories. Man, it was just unbelievable. I mean, every single one of them. And she's got like 4,000 members in her group. So yeah, they were giving good stories. And I have no reason not to believe them. I mean, it might not work for me, it might not work for others, but when it comes to chronic pain, I feel like you'll try just about anything to get rid of the pain, and that's kind of what we're up against. I mean, it's not an easy fight by no means. But
because all we're getting thrown at is pharmaceutical, and yeah, that's fine, but maybe they're not the answer to all of us.
Right. When I go to my pain management doctor Monday, because Wayne brought this up last night, he goes, we need to ask our pain management doctor. I'm like, yeah, I'll ask mine Monday about B-Venom therapy and see what he says, if he even knows about it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't understand what pain management is. Here's a living part. I mean, the first time my wife thought I was totally nuts because I took all my medicine with me, but I hid medicine at home because I didn't want him to take it all. I mean, I was afraid I was going to go in there and then take it all. That's not what they're there for. And that's really something that a lot of people think about.
Yeah, it you know, with all these pill mills that have popped or that had popped up over the U.S., I think there's still a few, but there ain't very many here in Florida. I can tell you that they got rid of most all of them. you know, those were not pain management; those were just prescribers to me. There's a difference with pain management. There's a big difference. Pain management, they do, you know, injections. They do. Different medications, not all of them are narcotics or opiates neither. I mean, you know, they do a mixture of medication. They're just different to me. They're different.
They're not trying to take it away from us as it sounds like they would. They're there basically to figure out how to maintain our bodies if we don't have the pain.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that, a lot of that. Yeah, I mean, it's
I thought you were going to control me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like we say, when we go to the doctors, we have to give them good information. We have to give them what they need. I mean, that's a must. We have to do that. And I feel like if we do that, then our chances are a lot better. You know, I'm not going to say they're guaranteed because they're not guaranteed, but they're definitely a lot better. When you go in and you're honest with them and, you know, take your records in or let them see your medical records and even the medications that you're on. My doctor totally changed what I was on, but that was due to me talking to him and telling him, like, this stuff just ain't working for me. You know, it's causing side effects and so forth and so on. So, yeah, I mean, it does happen. But I just know, and I want the MS community to know, we're here and we will do everything in our power to help out, man. Everything. Anything and everything we can do to.
I'm hoping to be able to pass that on here in the next. Like I said, I'm just getting back into it again. I'm going to try to dive in as deep as I can and work as long as I can. As I feel good and try to get as much. I mean, I don't know how many of these people, I mean, these people in the MS society, a lot of them understand MS. I mean, I'm not saying that they don't. They understand it. But I don't know how many of them live it.
Right.
And
no, I think
that's true with any of them. I mean, any of the groups.
Sure.
You have to live it to know it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They have great sympathy for us and want to help us with anything that they can, and they're great for that. But I think we as people need to get more information. Just like you said, the doctors need more clear information from us. We need to take the time, 5 minutes out of the day, write what your day was like. It may sound the dumbest thing to do for a long time, but it's going to make sense after a month or so. And it's going to get simple. It's going to become just a typical thing you do every single day. And it's use the number scale. I mean, whatever your day was, do a 2, do a 3. That's all they want. They want to know how many 4 or how many 2 days you had. I mean, that's how simple it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And without that information, they're just, they can't do anything for you.
Yep.
So, yep. I mean, I truly agree with you 100% with, it's like going to a psychiatrist. If you don't tell him everything, he's not going to be able to help you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They're there. They're there. I mean, you don't tell them everything. They can't help you. And it's the same thing with them. It's got to be told. And these doctors need to take a little bit more time for us, too. And not just, I mean, I went in for a checkup to make sure I was okay on this drug. He told me to close my eyes and put my finger on my nose. Okay? Left hand, right hand. Walked across the room, turned around, came back. He goes, "You're fine. I'll see you in 6 months." I'm thinking, holy, that's all he did. And I just paid him how much money to do that. And I love the guy. I mean, he's a great doctor. But that's what he does every time we go in. I mean, that I could stop him if I said I had a list of my pain of the last 30 or 60 days. Because he could stop him to have to look at it. I know I'm talking too much.
No, you're fine, man. You're fine. You're fine. With I don't even know how I was, or what I was going to say now. Hey, I do this. Oh, excuse me. And I get sleepy at this time and during your show too, every night. it's not good. I don't even know if you could give a percentage or not. With MS, I know the few people I know are in wheelchairs. They can't walk with it. Is that happened to a lot of MS patients? Or I know it depends. It's kind of like CRPS.
It's going to depend on if they got treatment and were diagnosed early on. And anybody that's today in their 70s and 80s, they were not possibly diagnosed. If they're the ones that are in the chairs, it's basically because, one, their bodies are given up because of their age. Two, they have progressed to the next step, which basically, because of your nerves basically getting destroyed, you don't have the mobility with your legs because it's so far away from the brain, and there's so many short circuits between the brain and the legs. But it's happening with younger people, too. I was at an MS get-together today, and a lady came up to me. She goes, why are you guys here today? And I said, well, we're doing scholarship stuff. And she said, are any of you guys have MS? And I said,
right.
And I had two kids with me. And I said, yeah, I do. And she said, you don't look like, you look good. I said, that's the word we don't like to hear. But I said, I appreciate it. And she goes, my friend is bedridden. And I said, well, and we went to the age thing and everything. And it truly, I would say, we only see the ones that are in the wheelchairs that have MS.
Right.
We don't see the thousands of people that are walking around with it every single day, just like you guys with chronic pain. I mean, just with that, it's not something you can see with somebody. I was diagnosed at the same time as a best friend of mine, and he's still working, but I'm seeing him slowing down. I watch him, and I keep telling him, I said, you gotta stop working. I said, he was very athletic. I would have never guessed he was going to have MS, but he did. And if you take care of your body, I'm not saying I'm in the perfect shape. Really, I'm not in the perfect shape. But if you take care of yourself, you get rid of the stress in your life, it really helps your body tremendously to get rid of the stress. I've left everything go in my life. I mean, I take my hands out of everything other than doing this because I enjoy this. But, yeah, I mean, the percentages are all around the board, different countries, different parts of the state, different areas have, I mean, you got parents that have kids with MS, I'm the only one back to many, many centuries that even has MS in my family. They don't work everything.
So it can just come on then, right? I mean, what's the, go ahead.
It came on basically, it's in a lot of, I'm sure it's in a lot of my family's genes, but it takes everything to work together to make it come out and show its ugly side. They were checking because I traveled to China in 99. I was diagnosed in 2004. They were checking all the people that do travel and all the immunizations that we had to have to go overseas. There was so much of a growth in the 30 to 40-year-olds that they wondered if it wasn't because finally one of those vaccinations that we had to have actually triggered the onset to it. Well, of course, they say not now. But it made sense when they said it because the age group just, like, grew in, like, 5 years. Everybody started getting MS.
Right.
To a point where these doctors were afraid to tell you that you had MS because there were so many people getting diagnosed. It wasn't that it was it was easier for them to find out because of the MRIs. They're great because they do tell you up front if there is something mm-hmm. starting within your body. It may have been there for a long time, but yeah. I've been shocked on how many people have it and their children have it. And it's weird because it's like in different parts of the country and different, you know, the only ones that are not affected with it are Asian population. That we have not. Huh. The sliver of the pie is so thin on the Asian population. The United States is huge, and other countries have good-sized pie parts too, but Asia has such a little population of MS, it's amazing.
Right.
I had so many Asian people today ask me about MS because they had no idea. A lot of Asians were coming in and out of the door where I was sitting, and my daughter was looking for me. They had curiosity of her, and they said, "What is it?" And I said, "Well," I said, "I go through the whole spiel about the electrical cord and stuff like that," and they understand it, but they say, "We don't have it in our society." I said, "Well, I know that." I said, it's something that we can't figure out."
Wow, that's strange.
It is very strange.
I mean, it really is. Go ahead.
It could be the travel thing. Those people don't leave their
country
very often.
Yeah, no, that, you know, believe it or not, it can also be what they eat, because they eat fairly healthy compared to compared to us. I mean, in our country, that could play a factor. I mean, that's something I don't know for sure. I would have to research it, but that's a very good possibility.
They eat a lot of fish. They eat what we wouldn't call beef, but they call it beef there. I spent 2 weeks there, and every time they would bring me a beef plate, I'd say, you know, I haven't seen a darn cow in this country since I've been here. That's not beef. So, I mean, I think they do eat a totally different meal. I mean, they don't eat like we do.
No, they don't. They don't.
They'd be the conservative. I mean, I don't think they're ever going to figure it out. That's why I'm saying we need to, as a group, figure it out ourselves, because they try hard to get. And everybody's excuse is they don't want to figure it out because it's going to cost pharmaceuticals. Well, if somebody figures it out, it's going to come out, and they don't care. I mean, it's going to be brought out to us, because we're not going to let it go by.
Right. That is true. Wayne, you got anything?
Sorry, Wayne.
You've been awful quiet.
Yeah, I'm just getting great information. I'm just learning and listening. Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta do it again. I mean.
Oh, we'll do. Yeah. Sure. I don't say a warm up show, but an introduction to it, and. You just shoot me a message when it's a good time for you, and I'll book the show. I'll put it on, because I want to be able to give people as much information, how MS can come about, some good, real good details on that. We touched on it tonight, but I mean, I would like to give more. You got to give you time to get stuff too. So, I mean, that's why I'm saying it.
I haven't even touched on anything that I even wanted to talk about tonight. So,
that's what I'm saying. It takes.
Yeah, I have a pile of paperwork here that I highlighted in the last couple of days, and I didn't even start any of it, because a lot of it doesn't make sense, because it's stuff that the doctors are telling us, and it's not all together what we need to 100% tell these people. I mean, We've all read the pamphlets. I mean, we just need to tell them the truth of what we're doing. And
could help them.
So, I mean, I did forget, though, tonight. The biggest thing I see also that happened to me was I was working a job that required me to work practically 24/7. The stress was just unbelievable. Love my job. I wish I would never have to leave it. But the stress, I think, brought it on, because slowly, I mean, I was first diagnosed with anxiety attacks, and then it went to depression. And mm-hmm. it took a young doctor to finally say, Steve, you need to go in and you need to get an MRI. And she goes, and we'll talk to you afterwards. I'll send you to a neurologist to get checked out. The one thing I want to say, though, be careful mm-hmm. when you go to get your final say that you have it, because my doctor is probably in his early 80s, and mm-hmm. he came in the room. He said, Steve, you have MS, and you walked out the door. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And my head's just spinning because I had no idea this was even going to come.
And, sure.
I said, okay, I'm one of Jerry's kids. And I'm thinking, okay, no, that's MD. It's not MS. And I didn't know. I mean, I truly didn't know what it was. And that's all I heard from him was, Steve, you have MS. And he handed me a pamphlet and said, read this. So I hope that everybody else gets a little bit more information than that when they go out to the doctor and get diagnosed, because I was not very happy. And it happened to be a holiday day that I went. It was Good Friday. And that was the worst Friday of my life.
Right.
So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, be prepared. Hopefully that they'll know a little bit more what they're looking for. I didn't have any idea what they were looking at. They weren't telling me. And just don't be surprised if you get an answer that you don't quite understand. Ask questions.
Right. You know, I gotta change this real quick. I just see something that somebody posted, and I wanna put this on air because I want people to know that this is not true, and this really disturbs me. It says black patients have half as likely to receive pain medication as white patients, study finds. Where in the world did this guy come up with this crock of shit? They're bringing race into the chronic. It ain't got nothing to do, brother. You're ill. It don't matter where you're from, what color you are, what religion you are. It makes no difference. I just seen this, and I'm sorry, but that just pissed me off, man.
That pisses me off too. There's too much. Unfortunately, our world is too much like that today.
Yes, it's.
It's crazy.
How do we know what percentage of blacks or whites or Hispanics or any other Indian, Native American, whatever, how do we know what the percentage is of pain medication they get? We don't know.
My question would be, are these same people that are saying this, are they asking for going forward, do they know the answers? I mean, are these people as clear, is each one of the races as clear of understanding what they're dealing with? I mean, that could be a lot of it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of whites that don't understand it whatsoever. I mean, our spouses don't all the time understand it. I mean, it's not something that. That's really racist, though, to do that.
My point is it's not about race. It's really not. It's about us being sick, having chronic pain disorders. If it's MS, cancer, whatever the case may be, it's nothing to do with race. I get so sick of seeing this kind of stuff, man. It's not. Yeah. Pain don't discriminate, man.
I'm glad they're posting. They're listening.
I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't discriminate. It goes after all colors. There's more percentage, I believe it's lupus. There's more blacks that have lupus than whites, but
there's more blacks than MS.
Yeah. Yeah. MS too. Yeah. So, what?
If I'm going to be in a crowd of people, I will address the black population that's within my crowd because they are the ones that have more issues with MS than anybody.
Sure.
Those are the ones I like to get to because they're the ones that really may not get the care that they because they don't know how to get it.
Yeah. Well, they can't get it. They can't get it. But I really don't want to go there and say that. I'm just going to leave it alone. It's nothing against them. It's about the insurance is what it's about. It's about the insurance.
But when
I just seen that, I had to say something because if that guy's listening, I want him to know what an idiot he is for posting that. I'm sorry. There's just no sense in that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to get off track, man, but that just
that upset me. He's listening.
I hope he is. I hope he hears it. I hope he hears it, because I just called him out on it and just told him that was the ignorant post, most ignorant thing I've ever seen. We will do another one, Steve. Like I said, you get with me, get with what you want and what you want to go over. And when we start the show, I'll just let you have it, man, and run with it. Because I want the community, you know, to get as much information as they can get. I've had some people message me just now, or talk to one of the groups, I should say, about the show, and they liked it, and they want more of it. So I'm definitely going to do that in the very near future, or the next week, if you can do it. If not, the following week, you just let me know.
Hey, and at this point right now, the way I feel, I will do whatever you have available.
As long as you're fit.
Like what we talked about tonight, I'll do it.
Right. Sure. Okay.
And
yeah. Just.
More than welcome. If you want to put my website up there, I'm open to talking to anybody.
Okay. All right. I will do that. And hey, man, that's what it's about. Well, we gotta help people, you know. And that's what me and Wayne do around here. We try to help everyone we can. He's got a show that he wants to do on spinal bifida, which I put that off this week. I do apologize, Wayne. I wanted to do that other show Wednesday night, but we're going to do that next week. And I got to work on some other ones. I was venting earlier talking about I might not do my show. I just get tired, man. I get tired, but I can't give up on people that easy, man. There's too many people counting on us, and those people make a difference, and they matter, and I want to continue helping them as much as I can. So
Sorry, Wayne, we didn't have him talk too much. Sorry for Wayne that we didn't have him talk too much tonight.
That's okay. I want to toss something in here. The National Library of Medicine, they had done a test. It says that male physicians prescribed higher doses of hydrocodone to white patients versus black, while female physicians prescribed higher doses to black people versus white. And this was for back pain. Male physicians prescribed higher doses to males to females, and females prescribed higher doses to females over men. So it's, the guy was kind of right. The testing, it balances it out. Nobody gets, it just depends on the doctor, you know, and women have a preference to women. Men have a preference to men, you know, we take care of our own. They take care of their own. And, doctors are sometimes idiots.
Yeah.
Obviously, so are we.
And doctors have bad days too.
Thanks, Wayne, for bringing that out.
I love my doctor, but she does have her bad days. And when she's good, she's good. But when she's bad, she don't remember anything that I talked about.
And when she's bad, they're bad. That's for sure. But no, thanks, Wayne, for bringing. Thanks, Wayne, for bringing that out, man. I'm glad, because when I seen the post, I'm like, wait, man, now come on, you know. Stop trying to make a race war out of something. It's not. I mean, it's not. And I had to call it like I saw it, man. I'm sorry, people. I do apologize, but we don't know. I mean, you just read that offline. You know, we don't know the percentage. I don't think any of them do, to be honest, you know, but it is what it is. Yeah. All right, Steven, I appreciate your time, man. And get with me as soon as you can, and we'll get a show set up again, and we'll do another one.
This was fun. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Remember, we do them Monday through Thursday, so just whichever night's good for you, pick it. And
We'll try to keep it. Try to keep the thing nice. If we're going to do a couple weeks in a row, we'll try to do the thing nice so we can keep people calling in.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And
I think eventually we're going to have more questions. So
we will.
Hope so. Yeah.
It takes a few minutes. All right, guys. That's the end of the show. Okay. Thank you both. And we'll talk soon. All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good night.
Yep. Bye-bye.